Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
You know, I think everybody around here knows Interstate Batteries. You drive along LBJ and you see the headquarters and, you know, you see their cars outfitting NASCAR. And, it's a strong brand. Also, they're in a couple of 100,000 professional garages. So chances are if you needed a replacement battery, it was an Interstate Battery. But now a major step up, a new deal signed with Advance Auto Parts. And you're going to see Interstate Batteries in almost 5,000 of the retailer's stores. This has got to be good news for Scott Miller, who's the president and CEO of Interstate Batteries. Good to have you with us.
Hey, David. Thank you so much.
That really is this a transformative deal?
Transformative is not overdone. No, it is an unbelievable opportunity for our business. Game changer. It's a bit of a cliche, but we're talking about 5,000 retail locations that our brand will be available in now. We've got really what we saw in this partnership was a complementary set of value. You know, so the value that Advance brings to the market through retail, through accessibility, availability, their reach, their speed, combined with our ability to distribute, run routes, service professional dealers, put those two things together, it's a classic 1+1=3. We're going to sell 8 million more branded, Interstate branded units per year.
Do you have capacity for that? Is that a concern?
We've got it. You know, the volume and the capacity from a manufacturing and supply chain perspective exists. Are we ramping up? Absolutely. In a huge way, we're ramping up. But we'll be ready for the product to hit the streets on March the 1st.
Well, I mean, you've been a brand, and you've done some I don't think you've done a lot of marketing.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
But this steps up with that, too. I mean, your brand recognition is going to have to go up.
It's next level. So, I mean, our brand awareness is very strong. But when you look at the battery aftermarket in North America, you can split that pie in half, and you've got professional installer business on one half, and you've got retail on the other. We dominate professional installer. We've had about 2% market share in retail, and we're going to go from 2% to 10% in a heartbeat.
You know, a battery was just sort of, you know, a necessary evil. And golly, that darn, my car won't start. And batteries were sort of an afterthought. My sense is that batteries have been elevated, that everybody's talking about electric cars right now, and it's sort of seen not as just an essential, but sort of the wave of the future.
Sure, it's fair. We've always called batteries it's a grudge buy. You know,
grudge buy. I like that.
It's not an impulse buy. You can't turn somebody on to buy a battery. It's a grudge buy. Nobody's happy with it when it happens. Failures typically are super inconvenient. But yeah, the role that the battery's playing in the vehicle now with safety systems now that rely on vehicles, automation that relies on batteries, the amount of accessories in vehicles now that need a good quality battery, it's significant.
Is this old technology?
For the most part, we're still looking at a good old-fashioned traditional lead-acid battery is about the same design that it was 100 years ago. There's other technologies and chemistries that have come into play that are nice evolutions given the demands on the battery, but we're still talking about the same basic chemistry.
But there are technologies that have been developed, my sense is that maybe extend the life of a battery or demand less of a battery.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You know, when you look at the demands that vehicles and the electric loads they're putting on batteries, batteries are being built. Batteries used to be built to provide high cranking power. Hey, just start the car. The change now is batteries are being built to power the car, power the accessories. So the crank is less important. The ongoing accessory power has become
The collision prevention systems and navigation systems.
Yeah, I mean, safety's on the line now. So there's some burden on the battery that didn't exist
before.
So
as you cross over, as you look ahead to a world of Teslas or electric Toyotas or whatever, can you be a player in that market?
Absolutely, yeah. Our partnerships that we have with OEs, you know, we do business.
What's an OE?
original equipment. We do business with 20 of the 24 automakers in the United States. So we know what they're building. Usually when it's starting in Europe and then it works its way to North America. So we have great relationships with the car manufacturers, battery manufacturers. So we think we're well positioned. And the great news for us is that whether it is a good old-fashioned internal combustion, a start-stop vehicle, a hybrid vehicle, or a full EV, each one of these vehicles still needs what we'll consider a traditional starting battery.
You've grown into a fashionable, a sexy business. That's what it is.
Wow.
I'm
flattered.
So how do you market this? Are we going to see Interstate Battery blimps flying over golf tournaments now?
Well, the golf guys, as much as I love golf and love to watch golf, I don't think that's our target. But certainly when you look at the partnership between us and Advance, you've got the dollars that we spend to build the brand, and now we're basically going to be doubling that investment in building the brand through Advance. So it's going to do wonders for the brand.
So when do I walk into Advance Auto Parts in South Carolina and find an Interstate Battery waiting for me?
March 1.
You got a quick rollout.
Yeah, we've been working on it for 6 months. So we've been building and preparing, but March 1, they'll be on the shelves.
The last figure I had was $1.8 billion in revenues for Interstate Batteries.
Yes, sir.
When we talk in 5 years, what's that number going to be?
Ooh, good question. Well, in 5 years, I think we're going to be – we'd love to be north of 2.5, pushing 3.
Wow.
I think could be doable.
Are you going to be a family-owned company forever?
As long as I have a say in it.
You don't want to be up there. Can't you picture yourself up there on that Aveda balcony looking down on the New York Stock Exchange floor and ringing the bell?
I can picture it, and I'm not interested.
You don't need them. Scott Beller's president, CEO of Interstate Batteries, announcing just a remarkable deal. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.